Yeah, babe.
You've been in there for about an hour. What are you doing? I thought we was gonna do a show.
I ain't doing nothing. I'm finishing up.
No, you ain't. Nigga, you in there beating your meat.
Babe, no, I'm not. Babe, what you talking about?
Yes, you are. You in there beating your meat. We supposed to be doing a show. You always somewhere jacking off. I'm gonna start calling your ass Hancock, because that's all you do is beat
Really,
it.
really, babe, for real.
That's all you do is beat that
That's
little
not
ass
what I'm in here
meat.
doing. I'll be out in a minute.
Yes, you are, because I heard the bitches moaning in the background.
Whatever, babe. Go on some goddamn way.
Come out. Yeah, you in there beating that little wood.
Babe, no, I'm not, babe. Damn.
Yeah, just trifle. Come on so we can get this show going. I got shit to do.
This knowledge. Let's talk about it. Talk. Yes, let's talk about it. This knowledge,
and this is Queen.
Yes, let's talk about it. About it. Yes, let's talk about it. Shit, this is episode.
Babe, I told you I wasn't doing that. Dang.
Yes, you was with your nasty ass.
Babe, the show done started, babe. We ain't about to talk about that right now.
All right, we ain't gonna talk about your shenanigans.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Shut up. This your boy, Knowledge God.
This is Queen.
And this is another episode of Let's Talk About It. Y'all don't need to know about what we was just talking about. I know it's been a little while since we did a show. And man, it's been all kind of shit that's been going on since the last show that we done. So we're going to discuss that a little bit before we actually get into the meat of the episode. I'm going to go to the shortest one first, which is them new shoes that Lil Nas X brung out. I hate calling him that, man. He ain't shit like no Nas, and he damn sure ain't shit like no X. But man, it's like that motherfucker is man, I don't even know, babe. I don't even know how to even.
He's demonic.
I mean, yeah, of course, but this nigga, how you go from old country road to this shit, man? That's
because
what I'm trying to say.
What I feel like old country road was to draw everybody in.
Right, right.
For what he really is as a fucking demon and as being demonic. Old country road, you know, all the kids loved it, the dance to it. It drew everybody in, and then he was able to reveal who he really is, because if you look at all the rest of his videos, they're all demonic.
On some weird shit.
Yeah, they all got weird shit going on that, you know, has something to do with the devil.
It was just a crazy flip. Like, I really thought that's where he was going to take his little shit, like, I'm a black dude, sound like a country singer type shit. I mean, because had he kept it like that, he probably would have, you know, he would have gained a big ass fan base. I'm pretty sure a lot of his fans that was his fans on the old country road shit don't fuck with him no more, because they probably thought that was the avenue he was going to take it. I mean, you got to think how many remixes he did to the song. He had, what's the one dude, Billy Ray Cyrus on there. And then he had other motherfuckers that wanted to chime in and do it. Like, that shit was a hit. And then he flipped. Well, the second song wasn't that bad neither. I didn't know it was him, but his second song wasn't that bad neither. I can't remember how it go.
No, and you know what? It's not, to me, it's not the actual, well, now it's the lyrics too, but it goes deeper when you actually go back and listen and you're watching the video at the same time. then you know all this, you know, this MF-er has been deceiving us the whole time because this is who he is. I don't feel like this is something that just happened overnight. It's like the things that he's saying on the song. What does this have to do with this demonic video?
It's crazy. You know, Lil Wayne got a video like that. He made it a while ago. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what song it is because I really don't listen to him. But if you watch the video, he got the devil horns, the blood dripping. He got females in cages and shit, stripping and all that. And what the lyrics of the song was ain't have shit to do with the video. And then I can go back a little further with Jay-Z's video on to the next one. Mm-hmm. That really didn't have shit to do with the song. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I mean?
That's crazy because for something to gain our attention, and especially children's attention by hearing it on the radio.
Right.
That naturally makes them want to get on Google.
And see the video.
And say, for instance, Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? All of his videos is going to pop up on YouTube. And the kids are sitting up there watching it. These demonic ass videos. It's ridiculous.
I had seen a meme probably yesterday. It was like, y'all can cancel Pepe Le Pew, but y'all ain't got no problem with this Lil Nas X shit.
Hey, I'm done.
what the fuck?
When it very first started out, I'm like, okay, it was still weird. Mm-hmm. But when it came to part when the nigga slid down the pole
and lap dancing and the fucking devil. And was sitting
up giving the devil a lap dance.
That shit was wild as fuck. Then turn around.
He was sitting up there riding the damn devil.
That's crazy. And you know what else is crazy? I had seen where, I don't know if Nike did it or somebody had brought so many pairs of shoes and customized them themselves the same way Lil Nas did. Mm-hmm. But it's some Jesus shoes out.
Yeah,
the same kind. And them shits got a drop of holy water in them. Each soul, it got a drop of holy water on it. And then on the top, it got, you know, the crucifix thing with Jesus on it. And then Lil Nas X turned around and made the devil shoes and shit. I think the Jesus ones came out first. I don't know. I wouldn't get neither one of them shits, especially. I think the Jesus shoes is like $3,000. Yeah, and Nas and shit was like about, man, boy, you tripping. In no way I'm about to wear either one of them shits. Like, that shit, that's too much. Y'all think if God is really, you know, like we think it is and all that shit, y'all think he'll appreciate that shit? Like, that shit crazy. And then you got your boy, you know what I'm saying? What's his name? The expert dude on relationships.
Oh, man. We ain't even gonna talk about Derrick Jackson. Let me start off by my personal feelings toward this nigga. Okay. If you recall, I've been telling you about him for the last 2 years.
And I probably went one ear and not the other. I ain't gonna lie.
Probably did. But remember, I was telling you there's a relationship coach that I follow. Mm-hmm. And that was, remember, I had was telling you about some of the stuff that he was saying and this and that. So me personally, I feel deceived by him.
Right.
Because, and I'm not saying that he controls or runs nobody's relationship or none of that. But what I'm saying is he made me feel like there is really still hope for marriages. Really still hope for good men. Mm-hmm. Not saying that just because this stuff came out about him that there's not no good men. But it just made me feel like he was a good guy. Right. You know, it made me feel like he was a good guy and that he was a good husband to his wife. So to then see that it wasn't just one woman, it was multiple.
And then the fact that he was doing it, you know, his little shows inside of the car. Motherfuckers like, this nigga doing the shit in the car while he on his way to go cheat on his wife.
On the way or just left from one. Because one of the ones that already came out. And said, oh, yeah, that was the day he left from my house when he made that one.
Wow, that's crazy. So you go cheat, then turn around and make them videos.
Yeah, but on there talking all kind of, you know, crap about men being dogs and men doing this, men doing that, men not treating, holding their women up like black beautiful queens. And the whole time, you the nigga you talking about. You are the dog that you're on here dogging.
Now, let me ask you this. Because, you know, you followed him. So I know you seen way more of his little episodes.
Yeah, I seen so many videos, yeah.
So did you agree with everything he was saying, though?
No, I didn't agree with everything he was saying, but 80% of it, yeah, I did, 80%.
Yeah,
I agree with him 80% because, and a lot of it, I probably was siding with him on it because of the bad experiences that I've had with men.
Right.
And I'm just, it ain't me, it's most women. And that's why his platform has grown so big, up in the millions of followers, because he could, you know, it's like, he could relate on so many different levels of what women have been through with men, and what a real man should be, and what a real husband and provider, I mean, it's so many different levels that of shows I've listened to him on, and it made me feel like, man, this is the kind of husband I want.
Right.
That's how it made me feel. And then to turn around and you're the one that you've been bashing.
Right. For me, you know, I never watched a full episode of this. I just seen snippets.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I couldn't agree on, it was like, all right, I'm not saying that, or I'm not justifying cheating or nothing like that. But what mm-hmm. I'm saying is people make mistakes with humans. Mm-hmm. It's like he had no remorse, period. It wasn't no coming back from it, trying to, you know what I'm saying, yeah. trying to better yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it is, but it's not so much of what you do, is how you come out of it and how you better yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you do some bullshit and, you know what I'm saying, get caught or whatever the fuck, and if you continue to do the bullshit, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong to do the bullshit anyway. But right. if you're able to come out of it, become stronger, not be on the bullshit no more, it's like, you know, where is the remorse for that? Like,
oh, yeah, he didn't have none for men. He was basically telling women, if your man is not A, B, C, D, then X him out. He's done. Because he's not valuing you like a queen. He's not, you know, this, and that. And he was doing it the whole time. I just can't get over it. I'm sorry. Everybody, I know this is probably talked about on everybody's podcast, but I had to just let it out how I feel. And it's crazy as hell.
Yeah, that shit crazy. It's like, man. And then my thing is, dude, you're not even taking your own advice.
Oh, no.
You know the plane was going to crash one day. You know what I'm saying? You didn't never think. And then karma, I truly believe in karma. Karma is a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And Carmen was like, man, hold on, nigga, you fooling, bro. You mean, bro, you tripping. I'm about to expose your ass.
But this is the thing, though. This is the thing that has me feeling the way I'm feeling. Okay, it's one thing that he was making all these videos. He built this platform and everything. But to then, once everything has been exposed, the first video you make with your wife is, for one, you're holding her hand so tight, looked like he was almost cutting off her circulation. What that was supposed to prove, I don't know. But to humiliate your wife.
Because that's what it was. Yeah.
For the whole world to see is beyond me. There's no way, honey, I can sit and hold your hand with you saying all this shit you done did with these females.
Man.
Yep, I was having sex with them. I was doing this, and I was talking to them. I was communicating. I was so damn mad. I said, in what part of this video did I miss? Because she ain't smacked the fuck out of me. She ain't raised her voice. She's sitting here holding this nigga's hand like you sitting next to a Bell Bill prize. Like, I don't get it. You sitting up holding this nigga's hand like he's a Grammy. Like, I didn't understand it. Then you come on live with a goddamn bonnet on. Look at the mess. You think you're getting cheating on me with all these females in our first live video? I come on here, look, honey, you gonna think I'm stepping out for motherfucking Sunday's Bash. You hear me?
Right.
I'm not about to be on live with you So the world can see, oh, well, that's why he cheated on her. Look at her on her looking raggedy. Looking, ain't even got on a bra. She's sitting up with a bonnet on. Ain't no way.
I wonder if he had anything to do with how she was dressed and shit. Like, if he told her to put that bullshit on.
I don't know. But even still, even if I wanted to wear a bonnet, you're my husband. You'd be like, babe, no, you're not.
Right.
Yeah. I know you don't think we're about to do this live and you got that bonnet on.
And no bra. Like, what the fuck? And it was just crazy. Like, why you even expose her to the world? Like, you already did some bogus shit. Why she need to be seen? She ain't a part of your shenanigans. You know what I mean? She ain't, you know what I mean? She wasn't cool with what you was doing. Why you expose her? Because now the internet going crazy on her.
Clowning. But no, the reason why they're clowning her is because for her to really sit there and allow him to manipulate her mind the way he has is mind blowing. To sit up there and say, and blame it on the devil.
Yeah, he wild.
I better devil. So you really sat there and had sex with all these women. It was the devil. It wasn't that, but are you serious?
Hey, I bet the devil's like, Nigga, I ain't had nothing to do with that shit. Nigga, that's you. Like, what the fuck? Hey,
and for that her shit to wild. Sit up there and defend, oh, no, I left. And I decided to come back when he seeked out God and when he really gave his life over to the Lord. And now she's sitting up on this live video by herself. He's not on this one, the one I seen, with her basically telling women how they don't understand her going back to him because they're not God-fearing women. That's why she's getting ate the hell up on the internet, because you can't sit and tell women you feel like they're not God-fearing women and they don't understand and we're in a spiritual warfare and that the devil is present and that's why all these men is doing what they're doing, because the devil, no, he has manipulated you, lady.
Yeah, that shit.
To make you believe that is why has done the things he's done. Because guess what? If he wouldn't have got caught, the nigga would be still doing it.
Yeah, still making the videos and still doing it. And he probably got a cult following, so I'm pretty sure it's probably still people that's willing to follow him and listen to his bullshit.
Yeah, because at this point, I'm no longer going to listen.
Yeah, that's...
You've contradicted yourself on every single level of what you were supposed to stand for as a man, as a husband, as a father. You have... No, I'm cool. You're fake in my eyes at this point, because I've been following you for 2 years, you know, thinking, oh my, this is the dream man.
Right. And then the nigga made another video talking in third person like he wasn't talking about his goddamn self.
I seen it.
Retarded, yep, as fuck, I man.
It's starting to make me think, do you have a mental issue?
He do.
Because for you to be living your life, doing what you've been doing behind your wife's back for some time now, it's not like this is something that happened overnight. And then you could get in your car and really make these videos and say the stuff you're saying. Are you a psychopath?
Yeah, something up with that nigga, man. I don't think he see no wrong in what he did.
He absolutely does not.
He don't see no wrong in what he did. He
absolutely does not. I was looking him in his eyes as he was talking. I didn't care what the words was really saying. I was looking in his eyes to see. And I didn't really, to me, see no remorse for him cheating. None of that. I didn't see none of that.
Well, nothing but excuses. A whole bunch of excuses. That shit crazy.
And they say it too. Your eyes tell everything.
Yeah.
It don't matter what the words that's coming out your mouth.
That shit wild.
I said, you know what? He's going to keep on doing it.
Yep. That nigga's crazy, man.
And he done manipulated his wife and brainwashed her the way he got her brainwashed. Baby, listen, you in for the ride of your life, because he been doing it.
Right.
He's been doing it. He talking about he was only doing it for a little over a year. You're lying. You're lying. You've been doing this forever. Multiple women, and you're going to continue doing it. And now that you know your wife has come back to you, and all this stuff about God this and God that and the devil this and the devil that, oh yeah, that's giving him, might as well cheat. She got cheat written across her forehead, tattooed.
She crazy. I wonder if he allowed her to do the same shit that he did to her for as long as he claimed that he did it. He ain't going for it though. That shit wild, man. That
ain't
shit.
No way though. In a little over a year, you could have. Yeah, it's possible to sleep with all these women, but to keep up with all the stuff he got, this not just randoms. The one said it was a full relationship.
That nigga's wild, man.
So for it to be in that, you've been doing this for a while. It ain't just been a little over no year. No, you have been doing this because he said, I think they said he'd been with her, what, 12 plus years or something like that? Oh, yeah, you've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's just now, you're just now getting caught.
And that shit gonna keep old popping out, too. That nigga done made the news and everything. Everybody's talking about it.
Because of how, you know, this man, his platform is so huge.
Right, yeah.
It's not like he's just a person with a couple thousand followers and listeners. He's up in the millions.
Yeah, yeah.
They got him on celebrity status. Like, he be on red carpets and all that. So, yeah, this is going to go, it's going to go big. He even got celebrities following him and listening to his advice.
Right. And probably fully taking it, too. Like, yeah, I'm about to leave this nigga because he did. And I did give him a second chance. Fuck this nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Now they probably calling him back, baby, I'm sorry. That motherfucker was on some bullshit, and I was, too. I'm sorry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing wrong with giving nobody a second chance, a third chance. Like, if you really love this person, you know what I'm saying? But it also, that person that you're giving these chances to really need to step up to the plate and change. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. you can only deal with some bullshit for so long.
Exactly.
It's like, nah, nigga, what you doing ain't love, and I'm not about to continue to love you like you know what I'm saying?
It's the difference between really loving somebody and being mentally abused and being strung along for whatever their personal purposes is. And a lot of people don't realize that. They stay in relationships. It goes for men and women. For long periods of time, mistaken love for mental abuse, for being used, for whatever the case may be, they mistake that for being in love. And no, he or she doesn't love you. They love the benefit of for whatever you can provide and do. That's what they love. They don't love you as a person, because if they did, they wouldn't be treating you that way.
Right. I don't know, man. Like, you know, in my instance, you know I done fucked up in the past. You know what I'm saying? But I really am sorry. I was a sorry nigga back then. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between saying I apologize and I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Saying that you sorry, you basically saying that, yeah, you was a sorry motherfucker for doing the shit you did. Now it's time to step up to the plate and change your ways. I know I've done that. You know what I'm saying? And it's... That's the way you prove, you know, that you sorry is by action. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not by just saying it and continue doing some bullshit.
Yeah,
you know,
because at that point, it's just words.
Right.
Words don't mean shit for real.
Right.
If it don't have the action behind the words, then you're a person, I'm sorry. They can say they sorry till they purple and blue in the face. But if their actions doesn't match the words, then it's not in void at that point. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, he don't make no damn sense. And this shit is just wild, man. But
and for him though, to use the devil
as an excuse, that shit crazy, man. Just own up to your shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised. I don't think she gonna stay with him though. I mean, I don't know. That's
she done already took him back. She's on there defending him at this point. So I mean
yeah.
And telling women how basically we're dumb. Because we not God-fearing women, and we're not this, and we're not that. This is spiritual warfare and all this other crap she's on there talking about. The video she's putting out she's looking real, real crazy at this point. Like, really.
Yeah. I wouldn't even, if I was her, I wouldn't even made no videos.
Because I'm sorry. Ain't no way you could ever come to me and say the devil made me do it. This ain't nothing but the devil.
That shit crazy, man.
I'd have found the nearest motherfucking thing to knock your head off with. You know what? And this is the devil made me do this. That's why you cracked upside the head with it.
Right. Well, I know not to say that bullshit.
Like, what the hell?
Man, that shit crazy, man. Look, internets, we about to take this quick break, pay these bills, and then we're going to come back with the meat of this episode.
No, you don't be talking about me.
Shut up. We be right back, y'all. And we are back. What's good, everybody?
What's good?
Girl, really?
What? You know I gotta be dramatic.
Super extra. All right, internet. What we really wanted to discuss today is, do children deserve an explanation / apology for their parents? Babe, I'll let you go first on that.
Okay. The way I feel about it, I feel like it's certain situations where they do deserve an apology.
An explanation.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Where I'm going to start off with the apology part. I feel like some parents in certain situations, depending upon their anger of their level of anger at the heat of the moment, could possibly say something to their children or child that they don't, you know, that was wrong.
Right.
And once everything has calmed down, I feel like they should go to their child and, for one, explain what, say, for example, they done something they wasn't supposed to. It upset their parent.
Right.
So, in the result of that, their parent is mad. And then probably said some cuss words to their child or whatever the case may be. Once they've calmed down, I feel like they should go back to their child and explain to them that what they done wrong is not acceptable, or whatever the case may be, and that they do apologize for using those kind of words towards their kids. Because I feel like when you cuss at kids and stuff like that, it makes them, it, to me, it degrades them as a child.
Yeah.
As a person, period. And it makes them feel like this is acceptable for me to be cussed out at, or me to be talked to this way. You don't want your child to feel like that this is normal, that this is acceptable for somebody to cuss at you. Or for the parents that do call their kids out their names. Because I done heard parents call their kids
bitches.
Little bitches and little bastards. And, you know, you're ugly. Or you know, you look just like your ugly ass daddy. I done heard that a million times. Do parents really know what that does for a child?
Yeah, because it does something mentally to their child. It does.
Yeah, so yeah, I do feel like in certain things they deserve an apology. I apologize for speaking to you that way.
Right.
You know, your value is more than that. I was wrong for talking to you like that. So, yeah, I do, you know.
And then I also know that, like, in certain cultures, you know, they was raised without no explanations or no apologies. It just, it is what it is.
And they got to deal with it.
Right. And then I know sometimes that can cause them to grow up and raise their kids the same way. But I also know people know right from wrong. And I know that, as a child, if you felt like that was wrong, why would you raise your child the same way? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
like for, I remember the it was the other day. I think Paris wanted to play on the hockey table with her dogs,
mm-hmm.
and we had clothes on the hockey. It was Jaleel's clothes on there, air drying or whatever. And instead of putting them on the couch or something like that, she just threw them on the ground. I come downstairs and I see all the clothes on the ground and I get on to her about it. You know what I'm saying? She go in the living room or whatever. But shortly after I did that, I came upstairs and I'm like, I wanted her to understand why I said what I said and what she did. And I asked her, like, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand why I got on to you? And she said, yeah, because I put the clothes on the ground. I'm like, right. I'm like, you know, we got couches and everything. You could have just set them on the couch and still played. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to make sure that she knew why I said what I said, because sometimes you can get on to a child and they don't even know what the hell, they don't know why for real.
9 times out of 10, they don't know why.
And then you done went overboard. And if you really want your child not to do something no more, they need to know what they did. They need to know the reason why you getting on to them. And then they not going to do it no more. But if you constantly just whooping and getting on to your kids for every little thing they do without no type of explanation, they going to be confused. Like, what the fuck did I do? Like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't really going to know. And they probably going to do it again. You know what I'm saying? So,
and it makes them immune at that point. If I know every little thing, I'm going to get yelled at and get a whooping. then okay, whatever. At right. this point, you know, because that's all they know is being yelled at or being whooped. And I don't know how I personally feel coming from my experiences in life. I told myself, and I know being young and you think about being a parent, you don't know everything.
Right.
But when I actually became a mom and I held my son for the first time, I knew for a fact I'm not about to do none of that stuff to my son, to my child.
Right.
I'm not about to be cussing at him like he's not a human being. I'm not about to be beating on him. I'm not about to do none of that. And my thing is, too, as far as that whole situation goes, I feel like when your kids is asking you questions about something, I don't think that it's because they're trying to test you or trying to be basically be a smart ass to their parent. They're seeking knowledge. So right. if they say, well, what did I do? You know, a lot of times back in the day, if you said that, you'll get popped again.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because they take it as you're being a smart aleck or you're being a smart ass or some shit like that. But me, on the other hand, I never felt that way. No, okay, if you're coming to me saying, well, what did you do? I'm going to explain to you what you did.
Right.
So that you don't do it no more. I'm not about to pop you up because you're coming to me asking me, well, what did I do?
Right.
Because I know how that felt. I didn't get no explanation. I probably got popped again. Or you know what? Stand in the corner. Or go sit on the steps. Or I never really got explanations for nothing. Right. I was always punished more. So I knew from that point on, well, I'm not going to ask what did I do because it's going to be worse for me.
Right. And shit, yeah, I you know, as far as me, I know that, you know, when I was younger, before, you know, me and Bob moved in with the parents that we got now and the family that we got now, mm-hmm. you know, we was abused a lot in about anything. You know what I'm saying? Any little thing that we did, we used to get fucked up, like, real right. bad. Like, we just did the worst shit. And, mm-hmm. yeah, after a while, I became immune to that shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. After a while, it was like, nigga, I'm going to be bad regardless. I know you just about to beat the shit out of me. It's going to hurt at the moment, but I'm going to go back to being bad because every little thing I do, you know, it's a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I also felt like that they didn't like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a mm-hmm. kid. Like, I'm able to make mistakes and shit. And that kind of grew into me being extra bad, and just the fact that the particular family I'm talking about, it wasn't even really me and Bob being bad. We were just on survival mode. If right. you motherfuckers ain't feeding us, if y'all not clothing us right, if y'all not doing shit and y'all leaving us at home for weeks at a time mm-hmm. by ourselves when we ain't nothing but 7 and 5 years old, we hungry. So yeah, we gonna go in the refrigerator and find something to eat. Yeah, we gonna go in the cabinets and do mm-hmm. all of that shit. And then y'all got the nerve to come home and ask why we ate X, Y, and Z and beat the hell out of us. But why do you think we ate shit? Mm-hmm. We hungry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, these motherfuckers wouldn't feed us. And then me, you know, Bob would sneak in the kitchen and see what they done ate. Probably pork chops and steaks or whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. And whatever was left on the plate. He'd take the plates and bring them back in the room and we had finished the bone off or finished off whatever the left was little on the plate and then put the shit back in there. And we'd get whooped for that shit. But it's like, y'all didn't feed us today. So what was we supposed mm-hmm. to do? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, so, you know, as a father, I made sure that I'd never, you know, be fucking my kids up like that. Mm-hmm. Because even though I was raised like that, you know what I'm saying? And even with mom, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get no explanations or apologies, but I knew why I was getting in trouble because my degree of badness was on the next level. Mm-hmm. So I didn't need an explanation. I knew what the fuck I did.
Right. You know
what
I'm saying? You weren't new to this. You was true.
Right. I knew what I did. I knew shit. I go in their purse and steal some money. Yeah. Ass whooping. If I do, you know what I'm saying? If I get suspended for school for fighting, yeah, ass whooping. If I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if I done stole some,
you yeah, already know.
You already know, so you don't need no explanation.
That's why I said for, it depends on what it is, you know,
right.
where you should be. explaining to your child. Some things, you know, no, you're not going, no, I'm not about to sit here and explain to you that you stole money out of my purse and I whipped your ass. No, I'm not about to, because you knew
You knew you was wrong.
You knew you was dead wrong.
Right.
You knew you didn't come ask me for that money.
Right, right. And it's like now, you know, I'm a firm believer in, man, you don't need to beat your kids all the time, whoop them all the time.
You don't.
It should take one time. I believe that. It should take, I mean, you know, it probably take like 2-3 times, but it should take one time for you to get them like that, and they should know. And not even, you know what I'm saying? Because, like with Paris, I probably have popped her about like once or twice. But it was so dramatic to her because, you know, I ain't never did this shit before. Mm-hmm. But she also knew, damn, whatever I, you know, what I did must have been the ultimate. Yeah. I ain't about to do this shit no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you just constantly whipping your kids for every little thing, calling them out their names and all that, for one, they get low self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? And that really fucks with their mental. It's like I'm in this by myself. My parents don't even love me for real and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that causes them to continue to act out. You know what I'm saying?
And so, do they realize what that can do as far as long term when they end up in a relationship?
Right.
If all they know is yelled at, abuse, you think they're not going to accept that from a man?
Right.
And a woman.
Right.
Because, hell, women's abusive, too, to men.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, they probably like, oh, this is a stretch, which is not, though. Realize that a lot of things that happen in your childhood resurface as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It just transforms. And when you sit and think about your life, and the stuff you've been through, I know me personally, I can be like, you know what? This is why I am the way I am from this happening.
Mm-hmm.
As a mother, as a wife, as a friend, you can see similar things to the stuff you experienced in your childhood.
Right.
It follows you over to being an adult. And it don't have to be something that's so deep and dramatic. It could be little intricate things that you experienced a long time ago. And everybody, oh, that was your past. Let it go. I guarantee if they sit and think about their life, they're going to, oh, yeah, this is something similar to when I was growing up. Yeah, it always finds its way to resurface somewhere in your life as an adult. So if you was used to always being beat on, yelled at, 9 times out of 10, it's either you're going to take the road of being the abuser or the abusee.
Yeah.
Period.
And then with me, I notice certain things that I do as a reflect from how I was raised or shit I went through. You know, like I said, me and Bob, you know, we've been through multiple families.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? It was certain things we just didn't ever get. We never had real Christmases and, you know what I mean, real birthdays and none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it came to mom, me and Bob came with nothing for real.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember my first birthday, I just got clothes. As a kid, I'm mad. Like, damn, where the toys at? Like, you know what I'm saying? I want some toys and shit. Fuck these clothes. But I know on her end, it was more like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a single mom. I got 4 boys now. I'm going to just give him what he needs and not really what he want type shit. You know what I'm saying? She probably didn't understand that, you know, fucked me up or whatever, because that happened several times. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot. I really didn't get toys ever and shit. I used to play with my brother's toys and shit, the shit that they had, you know what I'm saying? Or sometimes they'd give it to me because they ain't fuck with the shit no more. I remember shit, I played with toys up until I was about like 13 years old type shit because it was fun to me and it wasn't never my shit. It was always they shit.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward as a grown up, I used to find myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I want a remote control car, or I want a fucking helicopter that flies, or this, that, and the third.
Know,
like,
I know, hell, I've been with you for 9 years. And
you probably used to look at me like, man, why this grown ass nigga want these toys?
Well, no, I knew that because you had already explained that to me about your childhood. So, you know, as being grown and knowing, I got a pocket full of money.
Right.
I can get me my own helicopter.
Right. Like, right. Yeah.
And play with it. You know, I'll give me my own remote control car.
And it wasn't even nothing deep. I fucked with the shit for a while and then set it to the side. But I just wanted that experience. Like,
of having it.
Yeah, because I remember, man, I used to always tell my mom, like, I want a remote control car. You know what I mean? Because I never had one. Mm-hmm. And I ain't never get one. My hope used to be like, God damn, I don't want this shit. I want what, you know what I mean, what I wanted and shit. So, yeah, that shit had a big effect on me. And, you know, I got through my little fetishes of the shit that I wanted and set the shit aside. All right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that rolls over to, you know what I'm saying, the parents of today. And I'm not talking about older parents, but shit, they can be put in the category too. I'm talking about these young parents also, and mainly, are they raising their kids right versus the way that we was raised back when we was younger? You know what I'm saying? And I can honestly say I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of... It's a lot of young parents out here that's wild as fuck. You know, they act crazy. They kids see everything. You know what I'm saying? They don't hide the craziness from their kids and all that. And that causes their kids that act like they do. And they be thinking this shit is cute.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Funny. You know, they think it's funny for little kids to call grown-ups bitches and be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? They think it's cool for if a grown-up addresses a child, they what? Saying what, that shit is disrespectful. Say yes or yes sir, yes ma'am, or something like that. That's how I was raised, you know what I'm saying? So I'm quick to say that to a person that's older than I am. Yes ma'am, yes sir, you know what I'm saying? Because I was taught manners. Like, it's like these kids.
Oh yeah, that's over with.
It's like the these manners, kids, yeah.
This newer generation, baby. Me personally, you know, and for if anybody listening gets offended, I don't give a rat's ass. I don't do bad kids.
At all. Period.
I don't have to have them around me because that's my choice. I don't like them. The disrespect, I'm not tolerating it. All that being ignorant and talking back. And you definitely ain't about to call me no bitch.
Yeah, that shit.
I'm not going for it. And I don't have to, because I can leave from where you're at, and you're definitely don't, you're not even welcome in my home, in our house, not happening. Keep them at home. Keep your monsters at home,
yes,
because they're
please.
Not welcome over here. I'm sorry. We're not raising parents that way, and we're not going to have them around us.
Damn sure ain't raised Jahlil that way, or any of our other
Absolutely
kids.
Absolutely not.
That shit is crazy.
Not going for it. They, hey, did you hear she called him a bitch? That's not what's funny about that.
But shit, that's a reflect of the parent though. Like, you
it
know
is.
What I'm saying? Like,
it is. Look how it's sickening.
And then I've also noticed that this younger generation, they can't accept fault. You can't tell them, or you know what I'm saying, that they done did something wrong and they can accept it all the time. Like, it's always like, instead of accepting it and apologizing for what they did or whatever, they'd rather just not come around or not talk to you no more or hold a grudge over you and all that shit. Like,
or argue you down.
Argue you down, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't.
Because, you know, if you realize back in the day, remember when we done something wrong, an auntie would get on to you or an uncle or an older cousin or whatever, and you just got your ass got on to.
Right.
This younger generation, if you say something to their child, they're ready to square up with you in the street over some ignorant that their child is saying or doing. They don't want you speaking one word to their child. It wasn't like that when we grew up.
Yeah,
if an adult gets on to you, yes, ma'am, or yes, sir, or I won't do no more, I apologize, whatever. The younger generation, you say something to their child, and they are literally ready to go to war.
I remember, too, it's been a lot of times I done did something or said something crazy to somebody. My mom would be like, you need to go apologize to that person and even come with you.
Yeah.
Now apologize. And it ain't just no, I'm sorry. It's you need some words behind that. Why are you sorry? Or why are you apologizing? Mm-hmm. You need to understand what's going on instead of, you know what I'm saying, giving a dry ass sorry or a dry apology.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know what I mean? But now, it ain't just the kids, it's the parents too. They can't accept fault. Like, it's crazy. And some of these older ones then jumped in that shit too.
Yeah, they done jumped on the bandwagon.
It's wild, man. I mean, I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know, when I was at work, you know, we drive forklifts and they ain't electrical forklifts, shit that you plug in the wall and you know, get the power. They got propane tanks on the back on the back of them. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, when I first got that job, that was my first time driving a forklift with, you know, with the propane tank. So I was kind of scared, like, man, mm-hmm. if this motherfucker get hit the wrong way, we been done blew up or some old shit, because we, you know, we fucking with gas. That shit is dangerous.
Right.
And, you know, when you drive a lift, I mean, shit, you drive it like a car. When you back up, you supposed to look back where you going. You know what I'm saying? You honking your horn for people that's walking and all of that shit, because you can just pop up out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I got a young cat that works with, but he's not even that young. He's 35. This dude, so he should know. But it's like he don't see no fault in nothing he do. He can argue you all the way down unless you just 100% right and he ain't got no comeback. Then he'd be like, ah, man, you got me on that one. And it's crazy. Like the other day, I done already had a problem about how he bags up and shit, because he don't look back. He just be driving that motherfucker and he expect everybody to get out of his way. You know what I'm saying? My thing be, bruh, it can be somebody coming from around the corner or something walking. Man, you been unsmacked these motherfuckers because you ain't honking your horn or nothing.
Right.
And this one particular day, he bagged up into me and smacked my forklift hard as fuck.
Dang.
So I barked on him, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm already tired of saying some shit to you. And now you done smacked my shit hard in a motherfucker.
Right.
And instead of accepting fault, he just get mad. And now he mad at me for the rest of the day. Don't want to say nothing to me or nothing like that. But that's bullshit, bro. Just accept, you know what I'm saying, what you did. Oh, damn, my bad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Or something.
They can't.
The shit is pathetic.
And people's pride is so high now. That they feel like if they apologize, it got them looking crazy type situation. When in all actuality, no. That's you being a real man.
Right.
So that's you owning up to your fault. My bad, bruh. Or whatever y'all be saying to each other.
Yeah.
And to apologize for him being in the wrong.
And keep that shit moving.
I mean, that's not only putting you in danger, it's putting him in danger and whoever is around y'all in danger. What if it causes a fire?
Right.
What and if y'all blew up and everybody around y'all blew up. You know, fires like that when
an explosion. Yeah.
That's putting all of y'all in danger that work in that area. So for him not to, you know, be a man and man up and say, you know, well, my bad, Fred, you know, I apologize, or however he wanted to word, for him to just be combative with you and keep going back and forth, that shows that he hasn't grown up yet. That's his level of maturity is not there yet.
It fucks me up too, like, man, you too old for this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then one thing I noticed about him too, he always used the race card.
Oh my God.
Like, he was doing a particular job at first that it was really somebody else's job, but they was out for a long time because of a shoulder surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So once the man got back, they gave that man the job back, and now he's loading with us and shit. You know what I'm saying? The young dude, he loading with us. So he come to me one day like, man, these motherfuckers on some bullshit. I'm like, what you mean? He was like, man, I was doing XYZ in first, but now since this white guy done came, shit, they done gave him my job and shit, man. I'm telling you, man, these motherfuckers racist and this, that, and the other. And you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really knowing exactly what he was talking about at first, because I had just got back. So I went to Jermaine about it, like, you know what I mean? You know, young cat feeling like, man, motherfuckers done took his job from me, this, that, and the third. But Jermaine broke it down like, nah, what it is he got a smart mouth. And they don't like the way that he operate. You know, they like the other dude way better because he just did his job and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude got a bad attitude. None of the bosses really like him like that. And he wasn't doing the job completely right. So, yeah, once Ray Ray came back, we gonna give the job back to Ray Ray, because that's his original position.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't hire.
He wasn't nothing but a fill-in.
Right. Real. And so, you know, I told him, like, bro, it ain't always the race shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
For one, you got to check your attitude at the door, bro. We at Everybody work, bro. You're not on the streets. Yeah, that
way.
Should be crazy. Like,
and me personally, it's starting to irritate my ass.
Yeah. It is, man. That shit irritating as fuck.
It's starting to irritate me because every time, you're racist. They're racist. Come on now. Come on.
You don't see no fault in what you do, though, bruh. Like, you can't understand. It's like, my thing is, bro, we at work, my dude. We here to work and do a job, get paid, and go home. You need to check your attitude at the door. You act like we on the streets or some shit. Mm-hmm. You can't talk to these motherfuckers the way you talking to them and expect good results out of it. Lucky you ain't been fired. You're like, you know what I'm saying? Little shit like that. So, I don't know, man, but I'm going to have to, man, listen, I'm tired of working with him. I'm going to send his ass up front, nigga. You be up front with them motherfuckers because, boy, you a wild motherfucker, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or go on third shift or something, nigga. Well, they don't do shit. They don't do shit on third. So, nigga, you maybe need to switch. For real, man, that shit, the shit is stupid as hell, man. I don't be understanding, man. So, at the end of the day, for anybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying? If y'all getting on y'all kids wild crazy, man, y'all need to stop that shit because that shit don't work. They ain't going to do nothing but continue to do bad shit. They need to know what they done wrong, and everything don't deserve an ass whooping. That shit is crazy.
No, it don't. Everything don't deserve that. And know the difference between situations when you should explain things to your children and when you shouldn't.
Right.
Because, you know, some of these kids, too, is grown, and they want to be in their parents' business and want explanations for shit that don't have nothing to do with no kids.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't the no. This is stay in your lane. This is not none of your business. This is a grown-up affair. And a lot of grown-ups involve their kids in stuff that has nothing to do with them and makes them, that's what makes them turn out to be that way, thinking that they got to be front and center in all the grown-ups' business and doing all that. And no, stay in your lane. When it's something pertaining to children or something that I want you to know, then I'll involve you. Other than that, I'm not about to explain nothing to you as being an adult and you're a child.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell y'all too. I got two kind of types of punishments that work way better than ass whoopings. The first one is, instead of whipping your kids' ass all the time, make their ass write sentences. Because it's a blessing and a curse for the child. On one end, they not going to want to keep writing that shit over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But two, they also learning how to write and learning how to read better. Hey, you know what I mean?
We got the type of daughter that if we ever made her do that, she's so smart, she'd get on a thing where you can write on it on the tablet. Uh-huh. And she'll keep hitting the thing and saying the sentences over and over again. Making it write them four.
No, I'm talking about pencil and paper though.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just being a smart ass as
right,
a child.
Right.
Like, I did here write my sentences right here on the tablet.
Hey, I remember.
You know, you could just hit the microphone and keep saying it over right. and over again and keep typing it.
My ass, I remember shit back when I was younger. Mom was like, shit, you know what? I ain't about to keep whipping you. You about to write these fucking sentences. I'm what?
I know.
And she used to write paragraphs though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I used to have
to write definitions.
Had to write that shit about 300-400 times. And I'd be up all night about like 3 o'clock in the morning and still got to get up for school.
Got to get up for school.
And then my other one is, shit, make your kids read a book and then write a summary to it. Don't make them just read the book because they a fake read the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? You know, that is what it is. Nah, make they ass read that book and then write a summary. What is this book about? You know what I'm saying?
These damn younger parents don't even know how to halfway read their damn self unless it's
right.
The initials. Everything's written in initials now.
Right. Fucking LOLs.
LOLs and the
WTFs and all that bullshit.
Where are you at? Abbreviations and all that other bullshit that I'm just now catching on to. Because half of them I still don't know.
Don't be knowing what they mean.
People be ordering stuff and be... No, tell me what the hell you want.
Right, I don't know what the hell that shit means.
Yeah, you're sitting up there doing all... No, you need to write out what you want because I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, that shit be crazy.
It irritates me. Hey, I'm like, what did you say?
We gonna fuck around and lose our goddamn writing skills. Motherfuckers ain't gonna know how to spell shit after a while.
Oh, they probably don't.
Motherfuckers is not gonna know how to spell anything after a while because everything is abbreviated. Man, that shit crazy.
Because I kept looking. Somebody had ordered something. And I kept looking and I kept trying to figure it out. I don't know where you was. And I kept saying, what does this mean? I done had to get on the phone to call my sister and ask her. She said, oh, it's on the way.
Ooh, it was an OTW or some shit.
I'm like, what? that.
I would have never guessed that shit.
I just kept looking and looking. I'm like, what is that? What is that? And I had to literally, you know, call her on the phone and ask her because, yeah, I'm like, this shit's getting too wild for me. I can't deal.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, just try to take my advice on them. Listen, sentences work. That changed my fucking life. I used to ask my mom, can I just get a whooping? I swear to God, I used to ask her that shit. Like, can I please?
You was used to whoopings at that point.
Right. She was like, nah, nigga, I got something else for you.
And I'm happy she did that for you, too.
It's crazy because
next time you do something to me, I'm going to make your ass right.
Shut up. You think I'm about to write that shit? Oh, shit.
I will have you write your sentences, nigga. I will obey my wife.
1,000 times. Looking you stupid as hell, man. But shit, that's all I got, though.
That's all I got, baby. I'm out of juice. I'm dry.
You stupid.
Just playing. I'm juicy, listeners.
Babe, shut up. But yeah, we want to thank y'all for listening once again. And life is about challenges, so never give up on your dreams. Man up or woman up and get what's yours. And never let anybody distract you from achieving your final form. Until next time, peace, beloved.
We out.
The Cameron Experience.
Let's Talk About It was produced by none other than your boy, Frederick Cameron. Executive produced by Amber Cameron, engineered by Frederick Cameron, and recorded in the King's Dungeon somewhere in Ohio. This is an official Cameron Experience Network. Yeah.